I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The United States will not speak directly to Iran, not until Tehran suspends its controversial nuclear activities. Well, tomorrow, a senior U.S. diplomat will attend a meeting that includes, among others, a senior official from Iran. The two may not even speak to each other, but some say the meeting signals a change in policy and perhaps the end of something called the Bush Doctrine. The World's Jason Margolis explains.
At his State of the Union address 6 years ago, President Bush outlined a bold new American foreign policy. The United States would be proactive rather than reactive. This new philosophy would soon come to be known as the Bush Doctrine.
I will not wait on events while dangers gather. I will not stand by as peril draws closer and closer. The United States of America will not permit the world's most dangerous regimes to threaten us with the world's most destructive weapons.
It was the axis of evil speech, and the war with Iraq would follow. The new doctrine also included the goal of exporting democracy. 6 years later, the Bush administration is talking with North Korea and has now agreed to sit down at the same table with Iran. So the question is the Bush doctrine dead?
The answer is yes.
Richard Parker is a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He says history shows that imposing democracy by force is tough business.
The United States has been dabbling the idea of democratization by invasion since the Spanish-American War, at least, and then, you know, as late as perhaps even as recently as the Grenada invasion under Reagan or Somalia under Clinton. And by and large, it's really hard to see the successes outweighing the failures.
But some, like John Bolton, argue that democracy can be imposed by force. Bolton is a former UN ambassador under President Bush and is now a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Bolton says, just look at Nazi Germany and Japan after World War II. Bolton argues that the Bush Doctrine as a geopolitical strategy isn't broken. The problem is that the Bush administration has lost its way.
I think the administration is in intellectual meltdown. I think the problem with the administration's current policy on a wide variety of fronts is that it's forgotten its own original strategy, and it has returned in many respects either to the Clinton or even the Carter administration in its approach, foreshadowing the Obama administration, ironically.
Bolton says yesterday's change in tack to agree to sit down with Iran is a victory for Iran.
I worry about it because it's, after all, been the result of 5 years of failed European diplomacy that has brought Iran 5 years closer to a nuclear weapons capability. Now the U.S. is, in effect, getting on board the Titanic with the Europeans.
But talking to your enemy doesn't mean you've lost, says John Alterman. He directs the Middle East program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
I don't think we capitulated to either the Soviet Union or to Communist China when we sat down with them. That wasn't the beginning of our surrender. That was the beginning of our victory.
Alterman says just sitting down at the same table with Iran isn't a reversal of foreign policy, but rather a return to traditional American foreign policy.
The traditional ways of doing American foreign policy is we talk to our enemies. The traditional ways of doing American foreign policy is we use the military exceedingly little. We didn't use it very much at all during the Cold War. We certainly never had any confrontations with the Soviet Union during the Cold War. And I think what you're seeing is a rediscovery that the ways we've been doing things for the last 50 years aren't such a bad way to do them.
There may not have been an armed confrontation with the Soviet Union, but American foreign policy was at times quite bloody and bellicose during the Cold War. Just think Vietnam. Richard Parker at Harvard says perhaps it's time to give a new doctrine a chance, one that reflects a world with mutually dependent economies.
10-15 years ago, there was a funny doctrine called the McDonald's rule, which was no two countries that had McDonald's in them had ever gone to war with one another.
The so-called McDonald's rule has been broken a few times when NATO bombed Serbia and Israel and Lebanon went to war 2 years ago. But overall, the Golden Arches theory has held up pretty well. So perhaps the next administration will center its foreign policy around fries and Big Macs, or perhaps not. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.